It's time for Outdoors with Luke Clayton on your station, 88.9 KETR.
Well, folks, it's time to talk about some fly fishing. I'm going to tell you about a place, an event that's coming up in Plano. And actually, I was fortunate enough to get Mr. Bo Beasley with us, who is ramrodding the Texas Fly Fishing Brew Festival that's coming up in Plano, March the 21st and 22nd. So if you like to fly fish, or if you think you might want to begin fly fishing, this segment's probably tailored just for you. Bo, thank you, buddy, for spending some time with us.
Oh, you're quite welcome. I'm delighted to be on your show.
Well, we're happy to have you. And, you know, Bo, the fly fishing in Texas, on the coast especially, I used to do a fishing column for the Dallas Morning News, and I covered fly fishing quite a bit down there on the coast. It was popular back years ago. It's even more popular today. But anyone that, you know, I think a lot of people have a misconception of fly fishing always being on some pristine mountain stream or up in Canada. All that's great, but I've had a whole bunch of fun with a little green popping bug and a lightweight fly rod in a farm pond, you know. So there's something for everybody when it comes to fly fishing, in my opinion, you know.
Yeah, you're exactly right. I think probably the biggest misconception about fly fishing is, one, that it's very, very expensive, and two, that it's very hard to do. And neither one of those is true. But most people, if I said, you know, can you describe a fly fisherman for me, they would tell me it would probably be a 65-year-old English college professor wearing a tweed jacket and smoking a pipe. Right, that's what most people think, and furthermore, to what you said, they're fishing for, you know, mountain brook trout or something.
Yeah.
And the truth of it is, you can fly fish for nearly anything. The smallest thing I've ever caught is a wild brook trout in Virginia. The largest thing I've ever caught is a 125-pound black-tip shark off the coast of North Carolina. Both of which I caught on a fly rod. So most people are surprised to find out that you can fly fish for nearly anything. And there is a lot of fly fishing in Texas, specifically in warm water fisheries where they're going after largemouth bass and going after carp or some other species. But you're right. There's a lot more to it than just fishing for trout.
You bet. And, folks, we're going to tell you all about this event that's coming up in Plano in a little bit and connect you with it. So I'm going to be there, and hopefully some of you folks can come and join us. It's going to be a lot of fun. You know, Bo, the three places that really come to mind in Texas, of course, all along the Texas coast, fly fishing from Galveston down to through the coastal bend all the way to South Texas. A lot of fly fishing down there. Broken Bow, Oklahoma, just north of the Red River. I grew up not far from the Red River in northeast Texas, but the Mountain Fork River, there's a lot of trout fishing, put and take, if you will, but it's a stream fishing. That's not that far from Dallas. You know, you can be up there in 4 hours, I guess, from Dallas. So the Guadalupe River down in the hill country is a stocked stream for trout. And then again, I mentioned the coast. There's a lot of opportunities. Striper fishing in Lake Texoma. A lot of guys target stripers, you know, using fly rod equipment. So, yeah, it's like you mentioned. It's not necessarily the tweed jacket and the the mountain stream, is it? So people that want to give it a try, there's a lot of opportunities in Texas to do just that, you know.
Absolutely, and I can remember as a child, and I wasn't fly fishing at the time, but I remember as a child coming home after school most days and going out in the family, you know, going to a family farm that lived nearby and fishing in the farm pond. And I had the opportunity to fly fish all over the place, But like you, I find a great deal of pleasure in using a small popping bug to catch bluegill and largemouth bass in farm ponds. If somebody said, hey, what do you want to do this afternoon? You got an hour and a half or 2 hours that you can just go relax and fly fish. I would want to go out and throw popping bugs because I like the surface action. But you can also throw streamers. It's a sport, interestingly enough, that practically anyone can do, whether you're a child, even if you don't have the best physical, if it's still a little hard for you to get around, as long as you're not in a river with a great deal of current. Fly fishing is about finesse. It's not about strength. And I tell people fly fishing is to conventional fishing as archery is to conventional hunting. It's not any better. It's just a different style.
True.
It's like it's like checkers as opposed to chess, right? One is not better than the other. There's no such, in my opinion, there's no such thing as one being better than the other. It's just a different approach. And it's a great way to spend an afternoon or a morning. It's a great activity for kids to get involved with, and especially the fly tying aspect. But it's just a lot of fun. And people, what they really need is someone to kind of disciple them, to kind of bring them under their wing and get them introduced to the sport. And then once they do that and they get over their fear of not knowing how to do it in the beginning, it's a lot of fun.
And it's
a lot.
Yes, sir, and it's not rocket science. I think I can quickly tell you a very funny story. I had an uncle. I was named after him, Uncle Luke. Uncle Luke owned Camp Carefree up on an oxbow lake off the Mississippi River where his friend and my friend, Bill Dance, Bill used to come and rent boats, or actually my uncle furnished him rental boats. That's where Bill Dance cut his fishing teeth at Camp Carefree that my uncle ran the camp. Well, my uncle would come down to Red River County where I lived each summer and bring, he was an avid fly fisherman. And Luke at age 9, 10, 11 was his guide. I knew all the farmers and the farm ponds to take him. Late one evening, I'd say 15 minutes later, it had been too dark to see. He was fishing a little hole that I'd guided him to, if you will, called the round hole. Uncle Luke had a popping bug. He was fishing for bass. He had that popping bug way back behind him, and then he was double hauling. And, folks, double hauling is when you pull the line down and shoot the line, jerk down on the line and shoot it out for distance. That thing, Bo, that popping bug was way up in its arc, way high. And that reel started screaming, and my uncle, I couldn't, on family radio, I couldn't say exactly what Uncle Luke said, but it had something to do with what kind of blank, blank fish have y'all got down here in Texas. A barred owl had hooked that bug up in the air with his talons.
Wow.
And started flying straight up. So,
I'll be darned.
So I had quite a mentor. I'm not an avid fly fisherman. I know how. I'm fair. I know how to do it, but it's not rocket science. You know, anybody, I told that story to, you can just get some experience, have some experiences when you're fly fishing that other type fishing usually doesn't provide. That's been my case, Bo.
You know, it's funny you should mention that, because what most people, when they think of fly fishing, they think of insects. Or they think of little bitty trout flies.
Yep, yep.
But what they don't know is the term fly is generic for pattern. And there are flies or patterns, quite frankly, that look like eels, that look like baby ducks.
Yep.
If you're fishing for pike or muskie.
Yep.
Or they look like small trout. Or they look like great big cicadas. That barn owl saw something that he thought was an insect.
Yep.
And ironically, the barn owl responded exactly the way the fish were. He saw something. It looked like what he was looking for, so he took it. And that is the essence of fly fishing, presenting a pattern in a way
that looks real.
That,
yeah.
that looks real. And it just has to be close enough. It doesn't have to be perfect.
Yep.
But that owl, I would be really curious to know, and you probably don't remember, what that pattern was that he was throwing. I bet, if I had to guess, that owl probably thought it was a big grasshopper, a big flying grasshopper.
Yep.
And
yep.
he was used to eating them. And you presented it to him, and it worked.
It was a green popper with black spots.
There you go.
Bo, they're telling me it's time for us. We need to let all of our friends listening know about the event coming up and how to contact, how to become there. It's tell us about the event. It's going to be all kind of fly fishing information, outfitters, equipment. It's a brew festival. Tell us about it a little bit, Bo.
Yeah, the March 21st and 22nd is the 4th annual Texas Fly Fishing and Brew Festival. It's held in the Plano Event Center in Plano, Texas, right off of Route 75. And it is a gathering of guides, outfitters, lodges, specialty instructors, authors that come in from all over the country, rod manufacturers, fly shops, fly tires, and experts from all over the country that get together and celebrate the sport of fly fishing and basically pass on the sport to other people. And it's like any other, like if your customers or your listeners have ever been to a trade show, it's similar to that, except it's all fly fishing, with the exception of we have four Texas breweries or four breweries there that are there giving samples. And if somebody wants to try a beer while they're there, they certainly can. We are very heavy into instruction, especially young people. You can come and get your Fly Fishing Merit Badge through the Boy Scouts. So we don't charge for children 16 and under. So it's very, very much a family-oriented event, and I'm pleased to tell you, like I said, this will be our fourth year. We are already drawing people from as far away as Arizona, Arkansas, Oklahoma, Louisiana. Last year we had people there, and it sounds crazy, but it's true. I met them. They came all the way from South Carolina because they'd never heard of anything like this, and they wanted to be a part of it. So even though it's called the Texas Fly Fishing and Brew Festival, we're actually drawing people from all over the Southwest.
You bet. Bo, let's make sure and connect. We're just about out of time for our segment, but I want to make sure all of our listeners know how to learn more about the festival.
Sure. The easiest way is to go to our website, which is www.TX, the abbreviation for Texas, txflyfishingfestival.org. So if you just Google Texas Fly Fishing Festival or txflyfishingfestival.org, you can come there and see the vendors and sponsors and who are going to be speaking and the kind of classes you can take. And it's just, it's a lot of fun. It's a great family outing.
Going to be a blast. I look forward to being there. I think, I was checking my schedule, I think I'm going to be home that week. So I look forward to being there, Bo, and hope a lot of our listeners can show up and just have a good time, have a day or two, or a day or maybe 2 days, just learning about fly fishing and enjoying the time together. So maybe we'll have time to get you back again before then, Bo. Much success on the event. I hope everything goes just like it has in the past shows, and everybody has a great time.
Well, thank you so much.
Folks, today's show was made possible by the Dallas Safari Club, Air Force Air Guns, Smoking Tech's Electric Smokers, Sitemark, Texas-raised hunting products, Pyramid Air, Striper Express up on Lake Texoma, Mill Creek Ranch Resort at Canton, United Country Texas Landmark Properties, the best of Texas barbecue sauce, and Nielsen Specialty Ammo.
Luke Clayton has been addicted to everything outdoors since his childhood. He grew up hunting and fishing in rural Northeast Texas. Luke pens a weekly newspaper column that appears in over 50 newspapers. For videos, archived newspaper articles, and more information, visit catfishradio.com. This has been Outdoors with Luke Clayton on your station, 88.9 KETR.